Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jack Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Okay, so some of the big news this morning is that Kim and Kanye want to have a fourth kid.
Yes.
Want to have a fourth kid. And that the other Kardashian sisters are already like, they all like the idea of being pregnant at the same time. So they're making triplet jokes and they're all talking about getting themselves pregnant.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is great. Did I also read this right? That Kim and Kanye are looking at getting a different surrogate because the surrogate for baby number three, which one was that? North?
No.
Stormy. Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Did I read this correctly? That they're looking at getting a different surrogate because the last surrogate ran her mouth?
Oh, no, that's not what I read at all.
Why are they getting a different surrogate?
They have a different surrogate already. She's due in May. And the other, wow. They got a new surrogate because the other one got pregnant immediately after having Chicago and just had a baby in late December.
Got it.
Yeah. So she was not available is what the story that I read.
Her womb was rented.
Yes. Yeah. Was currently ocupado. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you think that she called her mom? Do you think that this surrogate called her mom at some point and went, yeah, I'm having Kim and Kanye's baby. And then her mom goes, well, that's great. And she goes, do you understand what this means? Now everybody is going to want to have their baby in the same womb that Kim and Kanye had their baby.
Oh, true.
Can you imagine? They're sitting around parties and luncheons and things like this that none of us can even imagine because we'll never have this kind of money. But they're sitting around and they're like, yeah, do you know who's going to have our baby? Kim and Kanye's surrogate.
Oh, my God. But think about this kid later on in life is going to be able to talk. You know, when you meet people for the first time, tell me a fun fact about yourself. Well, actually, I share a womb with Kim and Kanye's kid. So.
I've never had anybody come up to me and go, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, we used to have to do them as like a bonding experience in my old job where you'd have to like sit down once a year and tell me a fun fact about yourself because there's new people in the building.
Radio job?
Yeah. We had to do it once a year. And so my fun fact was always like, I love the taste of Pepto-Bismol. Like that was always my fun fact.
Back to what you're saying,
anyway.
Though, does she have to wear like a sign or a shirt like, you know, when a president sleeps somewhere, Abraham Lincoln slept here, same kind of thing?
She wanted to, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, funny.
But if you're the people after Kim and Kanye, then do you want her wearing that? Kim and Kanye. Ew, you're using used womb? No. Oh, so you're second. You're not using fresh womb.
Secondhand womb.
What is this? What are you doing? I thought you had money.
Trust me. With my mom, my sisters and brothers, all secondhand womb.
Sure, of course.
Hand-me-down womb.
He was already there.
I was already there.
No. Is that a selling point? So, Kayla, if you were getting a surrogate, do you want the surrogate that's had Kim and Kanye's baby, or do you want fresh womb?
Oh no, I want Kim and Kanye's womb for sure.
Why? There's nothing. It's not that like they left anything behind you're going to pick up.
I don't know. The idea.
I don't think. Does it work like that? I don't think it does.
It's more of just the fascination of it. I would love to. I would tell everyone I shared womb with Kim and Kanye. Oh,
it would be cool. And it would totally beat your fun fact about you liking Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, I could change my fun fact.
It's true. Have a different one.
Pepto-Bismol's out now.
You really have to be careful how you tell that story, just because otherwise people get the wrong idea.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All right, fine. We're going to succumb to societal pressures.
Right? We are.
We're gonna crack under the strain. Chet Buchanan Show Bird Box Challenge coming up next.
Here we go.
They're telling you that Netflix finally had to come out with an actual statement and go, people, don't drive your car blindfolded. Don't.
Which is the dumbest thing ever to me. I'm like, don't drive blindfolded. How stupid can you be?
Pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the news on any given day. The world is filled with stupid.
That is very true.
Also true. Also true. But I think we need to do it. I think we need to do the Bird Box Buchanan Challenge. Buchanan Show Bird Box Challenge. Whatever you want to do it. I know originally we were talking about having just me blindfolded. I think everybody needs to be blindfolded.
Okay. Yes.
I think we all need to be blindfolded.
Okay.
I like it.
I think we do.
Interesting.
For a minute, we were gonna have somebody seeing, and using, if you've seen the movie, makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Which we still could. It's just dumb. We're in the same room. It's right? All good. You know. Did you see Bird Box yet?
Yes.
Well, Jess, you've seen
loved it.
Kayla's the only one who hasn't seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet. I'm so jealous.
What crap were you watching yesterday instead of Bird Box?
I wasn't feeling well, so I went to bed early, so I didn't get to watch it.
No, it said on your text this morning that you were watching Ellen's contest thing for two
hours.
Well,
that was in the afternoon for 2 hours.
What were you doing instead of watching Bird Box?
I was studying how to get on Ellen's Game of Games. So
that's more that
and
is
what'd you
more.
Come up with?
Nothing.
Oh, you did. That's
I
a lie.
Know.
You did.
Okay, so
what'd you come up with?
The two things that you have to do when you're getting on Ellen's Game of Games, you have to be super spastic. I've realized all the audition videos were super spastic. And then the other one, I can't remember what else. Yeah, no, I have my analysis right here. Hold on. It was I don't have it anymore.
Right, but you realized that you had to be super excited. That was the thing I got out of it.
Yeah. And then you have to have a reason to win $100,000. That was the other thing.
Oh,
they always ask them,
story.
Yeah, why do you want $100,000? And like some of them are like, I want to pay off student loans. I want to do this. So I got to come up with a really good story why I want $100,000.
Your dog needs surgery.
But that would be a lie. Penny's super healthy.
Okay, you don't really need $100,000 right
know.
Now. So anything you say would be a lie.
That's true. Pay off my house.
Didn't you just say you were trying to conjure up a story?
I know.
So all of a sudden when I say it, it becomes a lie?
It just felt dirty to say the penny thing because I feel like it would be karma. Like, I got to like come up with something that's like legitimate in my life.
Right.
Like paying off.
Yeah, because you'd rather put your grandmother at risk.
Yeah, rather than Penny, of course.
Don't put the dog at risk. What are you going with initially?
I would say that I need to pay off my house quicker. That way I can take care of my parents quicker. Or pay off my parents' house. Oh, that's a good idea.
Except that they're retired and your dad plays golf every day.
They don't have to know that. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No, yeah, that's, I'm not, I'm just saying that they'll vet it and then they'll discover. So I'm just going to have a little
Are they going to vet your reason?
She asks you every time you're on the show, why do you want $100,000?
Right, but is there somebody behind the scenes who's finding out if that's true or not? Oh my God, think about this. Let's come back in just a minute. Hang on a second. Now I'm super interested in all this. Hang on. I'm ever so slightly. No. You don't have to have your blindfold on yet. Go ahead and pull your blindfold up. Okay. Just for a second. In a normal. Notice how many mics were not on right there. In a normal situation, it sounds like this.
Waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
Jeff Buchanan Show Bird Box Challenge coming up in just a minute. We're all going to go blindfolded and try and do a radio show. Oh, my goodness. Because there's buttons you got to push.
Yep. Things,
there's buttons you got to push.
Well, but here's what we're going to do. At some point, we're going to go mics off, blindfolds on, and try and start over.
Okay.
I want to finish this. So we've all watched Bird Box.
Yeah.
And yesterday when we left the show, I didn't give a homework assignment because I didn't feel it was really my place. I just assumed we would all. Spence had already watched Bird Box. I wasn't really sure about little Jess. Kayla and I kind of made a little pinky swear. It was not like we spit in our hands and shook or anything.
No.
But I kind of figured we'd both watch Bird Box and come back in and do this today. Kayla instead spent the afternoon doing what?
I was researching on how to get on Ellen's Game of Games.
Awesome. Yeah. Good for you.
2 hours worth.
And so you were watching audition videos?
Yeah, on YouTube.
You know, it's pretty much every game that's what you just have to do is just go on and be crazy.
I know, but like, yeah, anyway.
Have some knowledge of the game, be crazy person.
Yeah.
And they want to balance it out. I think you'd be perfect.
I think I'd be like, have to be spastic. And I think that I'd be so good at that part
of it. I'd be careful using that word. People
excitable.
Get offended. Excitable.
Yeah. Okay.
Excitable.
Perky.
Animated. I think is the word.
Animated.
Perky is a great word for it. Animated. But not everybody, there's different levels of that. So you just have to, unique, I think, is the word you're looking
for. Yes. Be very unique.
And then, so then we went to, then the other step of this is that you also probably need to do what?
Oh, find a reason why I need $100,000.
Right, because they're going to ask you. And when we left this, Spence was worried about the idea that you were going to say, what do you need $100,000 for?
To buy my parents' house.
Yeah, so you could pay off your parents' house.
Pay off my parents' house.
Yeah, not pay off yours so you can take care of them. You got to pay off their house.
Well, yeah.
I want to pay off my parents' house. They worked so hard all of their lives.
Put me through school.
Yeah, and I want to do this for them. And Spence was like, your dad's retired and he golfs every day.
Yeah, because I got to believe they don't want egg on their face. So therefore, they're not going to give the thing where they you find out later in some story in the Venice gondolier.
Or worse,
perfect.
Or TMZ.
Yeah. And your dad's out having a party at the local strip club, you know, making it rain.
Oh, you're giving Venice way too much credit for that. We don't have strip clubs.
Wouldn't that have happened by now, though? You know what I mean? Wouldn't somebody have already slipped up?
Maybe, but maybe that's why they don't slip up is because they double check all the stories.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So they get to, like, meet my parents?
Don't forget, Ellen's got big money.
Yeah.
Ellen, they've got that show's got a budget. So yeah, you probably better get it. Although, but that's still a fair thing that I want to pay off my parents' house. They've done so much for me. And that $100,000 I'm gonna pay off my parents' house. Surprise! No pressure. You know.
We'll see.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Bird Box Challenge.
Let's do this thing.
If you get really lost, ring your bell.
Okay.
If you get super lost, ring your bell. Although we only have two bells.
We'll put our bell between Kayla and I.
So I got to be honest, Spence. I would just straight give it to Kayla because she's...
I'm going to get lost, you know.
Okay. So, mic's off. I'll turn the mics off.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Blight. So it'll start, as we usually do, with a sweeper. I'm not even going to try and put music in because that's dumb.
That's part of it,
There's
though.
There's no way.
That's part of the show, right?
I Sometimes.
Mean, yeah.
Isn't that the key though? So you can find the song.
song I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Song because I've got to, and I'm doing my best to really memorize where everything is right now.
Okay.
But that's the other thing with this crap movie, which by the way, if in case you weren't listening earlier, I don't like Bird Box. I've seen it before. It was M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong back in the day.
The Happening.
It's another one of those, any one of those movies. Right. Any one of those movies.
I liked it.
It was fine. It was fine for what it is. Kids are cute. Sandra Bullock's great. The other dude, not common, that they have as her love interest.
Yeah,
that
went to the.
I'm probably giving too much.
Yeah, he went to the 24 Hour Fitness the entire time.
I'm giving too much away. As are you. But I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes doesn't like it.
No,
a lot of people don't like it, but it's a thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, and as we all know, we're not giving anything away that's blindfolded. All right, mic's
blindfolded.
Off. Here we go. Okay. So then I was trying to say, so blindfolded. You know what's funny? I'm picturing this in my head. That was pretty good. Kayla, your mic's on.
Is it on?
No.
Hello?
Is it on? It is.
Wait, where is that?
Hello?
I got it. I gotta like hold out on the microphone.
Of course you do, because you're blindfolded.
Yeah.
Spence?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
On. Yeah. Okay. No, you're not lost.
You're standing in the same place you were 2 seconds
ago. You're not lost. Oh, Kayla already hit the bell.
We would never survive the Bird Box movie.
I really would not survive.
Let's see if I can hit a sweeper. This is a bad idea. I'm not even close. Hang on. I gotta find the monitor. Okay.
You got it?
Now there's the corner. So there's the middle. So it should be right about here. Nope. Wait. I have to turn the thing on.
Yeah.
I don't have the thing on.
That's awesome.
Wait, okay. Now I have to reach over here.
Yeah.
Turn this on. I think that's the right one.
I hope
Lil Jess, is that the right one? Tell me, you're not going to tell me?
No, she can't tell you.
Come on. She has to ring the bell when you're close, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No. Only when you're lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to believe that that's okay. So there's the corner. Now I'm going to go back towards the middle and...
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah!
Buchanan Show.
Yeah.
Let's go!
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah!
So proud of you, bud. You did really good.
Okay, now what should we do?
We got to launch the break, right? Isn't that we got to talk about things now?
I got to be honest. I had no plan of what we were going to talk about.
Hey, I have an idea.
I was just trying to get this far. I didn't think anything would. I didn't think I'd be able to hit any of the right buttons.
Here's what I think you should do, Chet. Where's my mic? Chet, I think you should try to walk over and guide Kayla over and see if she can start a song.
Oh, wait, here, I'll ring you.
Nope, done. No, okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Ring the bell so he can find you.
Hang on, I'm going back.
Yeah.
Hang on, where's my mic? Okay.
By the way, wait, Kayla, stop.
Okay.
By the way, any groping is unintentional.
Yeah.
I want this to be very clear.
Now that you've said that,
we're videoing this. No. I'm going to try to be very, very careful, but I'm also going to try not to die.
Okay.
So, by the way, want to protect yourself right at the moment.
Yeah.
Put your hands in the way. What do you mean? Well, how do you protect yourself?
I can just see with her arms crossed.
How do I protect myself? Put them over. Yeah, put your hands on top of your head.
Okay,
that'll do it.
No, my hands are across my chest. Hold on. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell, yeah.
How am I supposed to protect myself and ring the bell?
You can do both. Okay, I'm almost to you. I'm around this side. Are you watching?
No, I can't.
Where are you groping me?
Sorry, I don't know. Is this your chest?
Why are you touching
hands
my
above
breast?
The waist.
Okay. Hands above the waist. Right. Okay, we're holding hands right now. Actually, we're holding forearms.
Okay.
And as you can tell, I've got Kayla's mic.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, you sure?
I'm ready. Let's
ring the bell anyway. Just ring the bell.
Yeah.
That way we can hear in the microphone when we're close.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, keep ringing it.
Keep ringing it.
I'm trying.
Well, it's all right. Get both hands. I'll hold your arm.
Getting closer.
Well, look how close we are.
Oh, look
at
that.
Okay,
right
I got
there.
The mic. No, we made it.
Yes!
Good job. Okay, we made it.
Okay, good job.
All right, now reach over to your left.
Okay.
Touch the monitor. Okay, stop. You're standing too close. it was weird. Did you find the monitor?
Okay.
All right, push something.
I'm going to the
corner. Hold it. Do you know where the buttons are on there?
I think so.
About 1.5 hand widths to the right from the top left corner.
Okay.
About 1.5 hand widths.
Yeah!
Wait, you were way too far. You were way too low on that, though.
Okay.
Go to the upper left corner.
Okay.
Okay. Now go down along the left side of the monitor. Yeah. Along the left edge of the monitor.
How far down?
Go down five fingers. I know that's hard. That's difficult. Okay, now go in. Go in just a little.
Just
go
a little.
Go in just a little. Like an inch or two. She did it.
Good.
She did it. We're good. We would survive. We would survive the river. Bird Box Challenge.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.